Thank you, Sal. Any questions? Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you for your testimony. Thank you for creating awareness. Thank you for self-policing. Understanding that small businesses do struggle with keeping up with the regulations. Can you share with us how many claims you submit to the federal government of employers who may have cheated their employees each year? Because you said you self-police and you actually work with the federal government.
I am going to say in the year of 2016, I'm going to say we've turned in 3 employers. Now, here's the unfortunate part. It's very frustrating for me. Perhaps you can help me with this. Perhaps you can call them in here to verify this. Once we make those complaints, I don't ever find out, sometimes until maybe a year or two after, or if ever at all, what the result was. And I also can tell you that there are many times when we have not made a complaint, not because we didn't want to, but because I didn't feel confident that it wasn't, that I had enough evidence. Again, like I said, whether it's the state of New Jersey or the federal government, there's limited resources. I know that and I respect that. And not just this department, there are other agencies that I work with, particularly the Department of Ways and Measures. My rule of thumb with all of them is, I don't send you on a wild goose chase. If I give you something, I have good, valid reason to believe what was given to me, and I think you should investigate it. I do, there are probably some valid and legitimate ones that I haven't because I just didn't feel like I could send out, whether it's the federal government or the state government. I haven't done it with the state government. I've worked with the federal government. I can't send them on wild goose chases. I'm going to say in this year, there were 3.
Thank you.
Assembly Weber.
Chairman, just briefly, to further respond to the Assemblyman's question about overpayment of wages, I appreciate Mr. Rosalato's illustration, because the committee should understand that that employer who Mr. Rosalato described, under current law, could be sued for unpaid wages of overtime going back 2 years, would be responsible for the plaintiff's, the employee's, attorney's fees. I looked it up, and as we're talking, there is a fee shift provision in the current law. It's NJSA 34:11-56A25. Attorney's fees of plaintiffs are paid under current New Jersey wage and hour law and pay their own attorney. Now, if you have 2 or 3 employees who are under the same pay arrangement, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars for an employer at a gas station. They don't have those margins. That's not something they can just reach into their pocket and pay without significantly affecting their ability to stay open. If you pass this bill, you're going back 6 years, you're trebling the damages for someone who's been paid what they expected to be paid and was paid more than the minimum wage and an overtime bonus. It just wasn't done in technically the right way, and the biggest beneficiary of it are employees who've already been paid and plaintiff's attorneys. We should punish bad actors. Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Chairman,
not like this.
Thank you, Sal.
Can I just make one?
No, thank you.